You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do we already have Darren Revelle on the line?
Yes.
Yes! That was about as smooth as anything was going to go this morning, Darren. Darren, we didn't have you last week, and it occurred to me just now that we haven't yet spoken to you about one of the best things that's ever happened in the history of college sports, which was Nick Saban and Jimbo Fisher going at it over name, image, likeness. I'm just going to give you a clean slate and tell me what you think of all of this.
Just awesome. I mean, how awesome was that? You know, Nick is perfectly clean and has never done anything to curry favor for anyone to get to his school. And he wants to keep the clean ways. But Jimbo's press conference was, you know, basically for a press conference not tied to a game. So I'm not counting all the after game rants, like I'm a man, I'm 40, or playoffs, any of those, that he called an emergency press conference and spouted the gold that he did. And I just love when he's like, I don't cheat and I don't lie. I'm like, what? Lie? Just so good. You know, and then at the high level, and, you know, and then looking at the betting angle, of course, you know, I'm like, okay, what's Alabama favored by 16.5?
How much did it affect the line at the time?
It's hard for guys to go, now Nick's really gonna get him. He's gonna show him where his name, image, and likeness is. It's just amazing. I suspect it's because, you know, Nick can't control it in the way that he used to. Although this is the funny part that very few have mentioned. Alabama is the only school that if you get a name, image, and likeness deal, you must prior to – so normally at most schools – when you get a name, image, and likeness deal, you submit the contract to the school, and the school approves it. At Alabama, if you get a name, image, and likeness offer, you must show it to Alabama because technically they're the agent for all these offers. Only school that does that. So they then see deals that are coming in, and then they probably know how much to offer you or say, well, you're making – so they see the money before deals are done and a contract is signed.
So do you expect that after this kind of back and forth between Jimbo and Nick Saban that there's going to be extra money, there's going to be people putting more money on this particular ball game this upcoming season as opposed to what you've seen in years past?
I mean – listen, people just like to bet because it's fun, and there's no doubt about the fact that this game, while it's, you know, been a little bit heated since Manziel won, you know, I think that it's more likely that people want to put, you know, more money on this game. It makes sense because it all of a sudden turned into the game of the year. Which is crazy, but I do think people would bet more money on it, and the fact that although they're 16.5-point favorites, and it's a different team. Keep in mind the Aggies beat the Tide last year, so there's still kind of a little bit of a recency bias where people are like, 16.5, that's a lot of points, and it does seem like a lot of points.
Where does it stand where each state has its own individual laws? I guess in the hierarchy of states where NIL is easier versus more prohibited versus more enforced, or like where's the easiest place to get away with doing whatever you want with NIL versus the hardest place?
So I can't answer that question because I know all the laws and I know all the states, but no one's ever been like prosecuted or stopped. So the question becomes like, if you violate a law, and by the way, like all these states are now backtracking to try to get the best situation because they want their school in that state to win. So like Illinois right now, so there's some schools that can, because of the state law, the football program can talk to the boosters and talk to the collective, and they could make up things together. But if I at Northwestern, if I started a collective, or I was a booster, I cannot call Pat Fitzgerald. I can't have any interaction with him as to what players he wants. Which is like, well, how am I? What am I going to randomly offer someone and be like, hey, I hope you like him. He's ours. You know, so. The question becomes, in states where it's not advantageous, would there really be some sort of, you know, prosecution, because all states have the best interest of their schools?
Yeah. And also, I guess, like, which enforcement agency is even tasked with this?
Or exactly.
What? Yeah, there's no real framework in place for any of it. Hey, put that in my big book of business ideas too, Ben. I'll contract with the government to enforce these NIL deals.
Well, NCAA is certainly not doing it.
Darren, what's up with this? All of this action is coming in on Trey Lance for MVP. He started off, I think it was like 300-1 or something crazy, like 3,000-1 or whatever it is, and then now all of a sudden he's down to 60-1. What's up with all this action on Trey Lance?
So in the MVP, in a market like the MVP, as far out as we are, there could be 2 to 4 people that could completely affect, you know, someone just on a whim, just going around and, you know, making big bets. This is what happened with Lamar Jackson a couple years ago when he eventually won it. It was basically like a single guy who was putting 20 grand, just was moving 20 grand, 20 grand, 20 grand all over the place. And, you know, eventually it goes down. So it's not like the masses think Trey Lance is going to win the MVP award. Someone just thinks he's a value, probably talked to a whole bunch of other people, and they like it. But it doesn't really take that much to move the markets at this point, because the average person, the casual bettor, has not started to think about making these bets yet. So that's what it is. It's a couple guys who love it.
Darren, we were talking earlier about this story of this guy that claimed to have a betting service where they had inside information from team physicians and whatnot, and they raked in $25 million fraudulently on their gambling advice. What's your best advice for, like, okay, if I'm going to call a 1-900 number, how do I know a guy's on the up and up and not this shyster that took in all these people for $25 million?
Get 5 friends and see if they all get the same play. You know, like, don't be in it alone. Don't be in it alone. But you know, it's hard. No one, listen, a lot of these tout services, you know, they say who they like and they say why they like it. You know, that's one of the reasons. I'm not trying to do a plug for the Action Network, but every single article on our site and in our app, no one's saying what they like. They're saying, here is what the data shows. And even in that situation, you know, you're better off, but are you definitely going to win? No. So I don't think there's anyone getting inside information consistently. But it does happen, but I don't, you know, once someone's getting that, I don't think there's anyone out there who's consistently getting it. So that being said, I think that it's all about, you know, data and trends and that kind of thing. And that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, that's what I did realize as I was asking that question that I led you into a perfect plug for that.
I didn't mean to do a perfect plug. I'm just saying, like, that's kind of our selling point. If you don't want to bet with your gut, you want to bet with data, here's the data.
No, I think that's actually, like, if I were heavy into sports gambling, I do appreciate the analytical approach a lot more than some guy with, like, a thick New Jersey accent telling me what his Uncle Paulie told him.
I got an article coming out today on first inning no runs. You know about that?
First inning no runs? No.
Yes. Okay. It's basically one of the most popular new bets in baseball is whether there'll be a run in the first inning. People are so impatient that this has become, you know, something that people want to bet on. Now, most people would say, oh, that's a degenerate bet because it's like 50-50, right? But no, you can look up a pitcher. You can look up a pitcher versus batters. You can look up that batter in the week, how they're doing. Are they slumping? You could look at teams. Do they get off on a good start or not? Like, there's a lot to do and a lot to work with. But people dismiss it as just like a degenerate bet because it seems a little bit strange. But this thing is so popular now.
That's no, we're big into that, legitimizing sketchy sounding things. That's my book of business ideas too. Darren Revelle from the Action Network. Check out his article at actionnetwork.com today. Oh wait, Wade Smith has one more thing. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Wade was hand motioning me about something else completely. Darren, appreciate you coming on.
Let's get in on the game. Let's get in on the game. First inning. That's what he was telling you. We got to do this first
Thanks,
inning
Darren.
Thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.